It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Highlights from the past week's Lane Mitchell Show, heard 3 to 7 weekdays on Sonic 1029. The 304th edition of the podcast, actually something kind of special this week as well. An acoustic Sonic session with Swiss-Canadian singer-songwriter Rika. You maybe saw her perform at McEwen University earlier this week. Absolutely incredible live. If you like the podcast, find me on Facebook or on Twitter and Instagram at Lainerou, LAYNEROO.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 15th of September and Tommy Lee Jones' birthday. Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones turns 69 today. His face turns 87. Seriously, what did that guy do to himself? Now, bear in mind, I'm not a shining example of youth and vitality. In fact, I was working at a bridal fair once. The organizer said I should be modeling tuxedos. I was flattered till I realized they meant father of the bride. I was 23. And Hulk Hogan has found himself a new gig. The WWE Hall of Famer may have fallen on some tough times lately, but things are starting to look up. Hulk has been hired as a spokesman for a gambling website. Well, I mean, if you're looking to attract impulsive people with poor decision-making skills, a horrible racist best known for tearing his shirt off does kind of seem like a logical choice. Ooh, and a big TV anniversary. It's been 30 years since the Golden Girls first went on the air. Some fun facts about the show. One, the Queen loved the Golden Girls, so much so she actually invited the cast to London. Quentin Tarantino once guest starred in the show, and Sophia was actually younger than Dorothy. Crazy, right? Maybe she was on the Tommy Lee Jones skincare regimen.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 16th of September. It was on this date in 1955. Play-Doh first hit the market. Kind of amazing. I mean, here we are 60 years later, and kids still love the taste of it. Yeah, I babysat the neighbor's kid about a year back, changing his little diaper. Just this gooey little puddle of bright blue. Looked like a Smurf melted in there. And exactly 100 days remaining until Christmas. This is kind of wild. According to a recent survey, 14% of us have already started our Christmas shopping. 2% are done. Now, I wouldn't call myself a last-minute shopper, but let's just say I'm not even going to get started for about another 99 days. And Disney is working on a new Mary Poppins. Yeah, this one will take place 20 years after the original story. I don't mean the characters will all be 20 years older and still have a babysitter. That'd be kind of weird. Although I'm sure there's fetish films breaching that ground. I mean, the story will be set 20 years ahead of the original setting, Depression-era London. The characters will be the same age. Well, not as each other. Disney's rebooting Mary Poppins. That's really all you need to know.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Exciting medical news. Scientists have developed a patch that regenerates damaged heart tissue. I won't lie to you. I'm literally eating bacon as I'm reading this story. And Doritos is producing rainbow-colored chips. You can only snag a bag of Doritos Rainbows if you donate $10 or more to the It Gets Better Project, an organization supporting lesbian, gay, bi, and trans youth. You send the money, they mail you Rainbow Doritos, aka future Technicolor diarrhea. And NBC is reportedly developing a reboot of Heart to Heart, 1979 TV drama, except Robert Wagner and Stephanie Powers will be replaced by a gay couple. There's been a lot of talk of a gay James Bond, a gay Spider-Man. It's no question homosexuality has been underrepresented in TV and cinema for a long time. Changing the sexual persuasion of classic characters alters the dynamics and chemistry between the existing characters. In this case, though, not really a concern because they're replacing all of the characters. So the better question, why not just come up with a new show? I mean, it's two crime fighters who live together. You aren't exactly breaking new TV ground here, Hollywood.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
TV news. New Girl has announced who will be replacing Zooey Deschanel when she goes on mat leave. Megan Fox. Yeah, like Transformers Megan Fox? Nothing against her, but she's not exactly known for her incredible acting skills, is she? I think watching Zooey Deschanel give birth mid-taping might be easier to ignore than Megan Fox's bumbling, fumbling acting skills. Now, a lot of nuance in an episode of New Girl. But don't worry, Megan Fox won't actually be playing the role of Jess. Jess will be on sequestered jury duty, during which time Reagan, the straight-shooting pharmaceutical sales rep, will move into the loft. The season hasn't even started yet, and already Schmidt has a boner. And Facebook will now tell your friends you blew off their event invite. Yeah, Facebook is beginning to implement red receipts on event pages. That's scary business. And 12 of the more than 50 women who have accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault appeared in a new A&E special, Cosby, The Women Speak. You know, I've always thought the U.S. as a country had way too many guns, but the fact that a man accused of sexual assault by more than 50 women is still walking around? Yeah, that might be evidence that they just don't have enough guns.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
Welcome, everyone, to Sonic 1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Joining us today, Rika.
Thanks for having me.
I'm an electric fence, hardwired to keep you out. Your shit is so intense, I'll let you in, no doubt. Hit like a hurricane, so unpredictable. I like the wasting, my kind of trouble. Like an atom bomb, we will incinerate. Too hot to last for long, too fast to fade away. Here like a hurricane, so unpredictable. I love the way we sin, let's make some trouble. Burn bright, we fight, we fight. Ignite, ignite. Truth is what we want it to be. No one knows the words that we've said. Ooh, kiss me, hide behind the smoke screen. Let's make love.
What do you think, Luke? Could you do that? Don't answer. It'll only embarrass us both. Rika, that was freaking incredible. Thank you so much for being here. First off, why don't you tell us your story? Who are you? Where are you from?
My name is Rika. I'm from Vancouver, and I live in Switzerland and Vancouver back and forth. And yeah, just making music all the time. That's what I do.
Well, how did you get into music?
I started when I was 16. My brother started playing bass and started taking lessons, and I was jealous. So I started playing guitar and writing my own songs. And pretty much right away, I started performing as well.
And how long you been at it now?
About math. I don't know, about 10 years.
Like, did I just ask her how old she is?
You did.
Are you here just doing press, or is there a show?
We have a show today at McEwen University.
Oh, very cool. And obviously you're playing acoustic now, but what's your sort of touring ensemble?
We're a trio live. There's drums and keyboards, and I play some vocal pads and stuff and run around.
So are the songs sort of born on acoustic guitar?
Yeah, I started playing guitar and writing songs that way. So it kind of, it's always nice to go back and like play acoustically again. But I did write them just playing with sounds and stuff like that.
So what was that song that kind of made you decide, you know what? Music, that's it.
Well, I really loved Nelly Furtado when I first started. And my first concert ever was the Spice Girls.
Are you like a bird?
Yes.
What's the next song you're going to play for us?
It's called 100 Years.
Okay. Rika, everyone.
Thanks.
I'm waking up, still drunk today. I'll wear my guilt. I'll own my shame. I want to live. Got no regret in 100 years. No one's gonna care in 100 years from now when we don't.
At lanemitchell.com, your gateway to exclusive content from Sonic 1029.
You should do it, because more is better, right?